Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
First, let me say, Zach was first. Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Laborly, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and...
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
You have definitely tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast, and Ambitiously Radio. Listen, today let's start with the things that we need to start with, and then I'll get into my stuff in a minute. Today is Media Monday, so you know what time it is. It's time to get into this gab beat, which we are certainly going to get into in a second. I'm gonna add myself to the gab beat today. My news is not as salacious as theirs, but it's happy news. I'm gonna tell you in a minute. Some things I need to say before we get started. First, the first thing that I'm going to say is join the conversation. Call in, drop a comment, or send a text 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Also, if you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything, whether it be business, you want to come on the show, you got some gab you want to send my way, whatever, you just want to say hi, you want your music played on the radio station, hit us up, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Do that. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every single solitary subscription. I really want the likes, though. So give me my likes. Give it to me. It's like, nah, but give it to me, please. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. I'm going to throw this back on the screen. So I'm going to start this gab beef off with, we got a lovely surprise today. She's all black. She's cute as a button, and I will tell you her name at the end of the show. I sure will. But new addition to the family, so we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But there are some things I want to get into because, you know, normally we talk about Diddy and his shenanigans, of course, because he's all over the news. It's going to be hard to not talk about him for the next couple of years, to be honest with you, because you never know how long this court situation is gonna go. Who knows? We never know. Hold on, we got some love. Whoever this is, hey. But you never know. Ooh, my mother-in-law, who is not really my mother-in-law, because I'm not married to either one of her sons, nor have I ever been married to neither one of her sons. But let me tell you something. This lady, I love her to death. Hi, mother-in-law, Miss Rebecca Marcus. That's my baby right there. I love me some her. Forever. But anyway, so let's get into it, because it's time to talk about some things. Now, I'm going to say this. We will be talking about this going on, like I said, this scenario going on with Diddy for a long time. Court cases usually, they could take anywhere from, well, they say that we are supposed to have a quick and speedy trial, but depends on where you at, what kind of trial it is, who's in charge of the trial, different things. You never know. So we will be talking about this for a minute. Sorry, if you don't want to hear about it, if you heard all that you can hear about it, I get it. I'm going to give you what is being said, and then I'm also going to give you my opinion on the situation. Now, something that I need to say to y'all, which is, we don't know. We weren't there. All of these things are alleged, but they are being said in public. So because they are being said in public, we will report those things. Okay. Oh, child, it's a lot. We're going to get into this Shine situation first. We're going to talk about it. It's a lot. So anyway, let me do this. Hold on. Let me switch some things around here. So we have this whole situation where all of the issues that Shine and Diddy had prior to Diddy's current situation have come back up, which of course they would come back up, because remember back when we were reading the Little Rod case, Rodney Jones case, he mentioned that at one point in time, Diddy had said to him, now this is alleged, we don't know, we weren't there. But at one point in time, but we did read that case. So I'm quoting from what he said from, well, not verbatim, but I'm stating what he said in the case. So at one point in time, Little Rod said that Diddy had admitted to him that he made Shine take the fall for the situation that happened with him and J-Lo and Diddy in the club. And Wolf, Anthony Wolf, he was there too. So let's get into it. It's a lot going on, y'all. Trust me, it's a lot. So Shine hit the NYC pavement, which is crazy because now that he is... Okay, I'm going to hold that thought and we'll get back to it because I have something to say about that too. But Shine hit the NYC pavement hard this week, reminding everyone Diddy ruined his life following the infamous 1999 club shooting or club situation. The actions of a demonic man. Whoa, I got so much to say about this. So the former Bad Boys record star sat for Good Morning America, and the current leader of opposition and the current leader of the opposition in the Belize House of Representatives said that he wasn't surprised about Diddy's current incarceration. Child, I got some things to say. So Shine says that Diddy evilly locked him to rot in prison, serving nearly 9 years. He could have done 25. Child. Later in the day, he hit the Tamron Hall show with his mother and scoffed at the time Diddy labeled him his brother. Ooh, when they reunited at the 2022 BET Awards. Shine says no brother of his would have called witnesses behind his back to make him the fall guy in the trial. Now, I got some things to say. Now, he says he only agreed to go to the BET situation with Diddy because he doesn't live in the past and he doesn't live in those depressive moments. Contrary to the victim, Natanya Rubin's testimony, Shine still maintains that he is innocent in the club's incident and admitted he actually didn't see Diddy firing the blicky at the time. Although Diddy's alleged bragging round in Little Rod's lawsuit, because remember I just talked about that before I started the statement, was a triggering moment for him. Nonetheless, he placed the blame on journalist Jules Vasquez for attaching him to the Diddy storyline in the present day, and he's simply trying to promote his documentary. Now, Stephen A. Smith, of course, he done jumped in because he got everything to say except for what he was saying. He's supposed to be talking about sports, but look where he at. He's a journalist, though, so you can't really tell him where to go as a journalist and what to write about and what to talk about. But Stephen A. Smith, you was focused on sports, so focus on sports. Stay there. But anyway, Stephen A. Smith, got more Diddy sound bites out of Shine during their interview. He told the sports host Heavyweight that he once considered Diddy a mentor while referring to his debut album as one of the greatest hip-hop albums ever. Shine explained his doc will showcase how his mother trusted her 19-year-old son with Diddy, only for him to be sent off to prison. The contributions he sent to the family over the years were nothing less than offensive. He was the sacrificial lamb. He called Diddy the devil for years, but no one listened. Shine's string of interviews were surely, because we're going to get to that too, because it's like, oh my gosh, it's all over the place right now. So his interviews pissed off Funk Flex even further. Hot 97 DJ was active in the industry at the time, and he says the Belize politician is huffing hot air of lies. Okay, so I'm gonna stop there because we gotta get into this thing with him and Funk Flex. But so it's a whole thing right now with that. I felt like it was, so let me just get a commentary before we get to this. Hey, Doc, honey. Oh, I'm so happy you're here because I got stuff to talk about. I don't know where to start. We'll get to Funk Flex in a minute. Let's just get into this Shine situation because there's a lot of things that I wanted to talk about. Now, yeah, Shine has been saying, oh, it's okay, honey. It's all right. Are you here? I'm happy that you're here. Thank you. Child. I understand that Shine has to promote his documentary. I also think that in this time, he's using this as publicity. As much as you say that you want to detach yourself from the whole Diddy situation, the more I hear from you, which is crazy to me, the more that you say, Shine, I'm talking to you, Shine Barrows, the more that you say that you want to detach yourself from the situation, the more I find that you are included in the situation. What is that about? But you don't want to be associated. And then, okay, it's a couple of points I had on this one right here. Child, it's a couple of points. Now, I will say this. He has been stating his innocence for the longest time. We're not going to take that away from Shine. He has been. He's been saying he's innocent for a long time. The young lady, Natanya, the victim in the 1999 incident at the club, said that it was not him that hit her. It was Diddy. But he did pull out a piece. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like in that case, that makes anybody who pulled out a blicky responsible. Even you, Sean. Sorry to tell you, you're responsible too. Because both of y'all pulled out a piece. Both of y'all lick shots. You know what I'm saying? So both of y'all, I feel like in my mind, are responsible. It's just that. Both of y'all. Him saying his actions... His actions were the actions of a demonic man. We're not surprised. Hi, Rock, baby. I meant to say hi to you, but I was in the middle of a thought. That's no surprise. Have you not seen him? Have you not seen the stuff that he... Why are we shocked about this? Him saying that he's not surprised about Diddy's current incarceration... I'm surprised because he was locked in. I'm not surprised because, like I said, I've always stated and I always will. This is not about the victims. I don't want any of y'all to get this twisted. This is not about the victims. This is about him pissing off the wrong people. Diddy, that is. Now, he said the only reason why he went and did that Bad Boys reunion. He said Diddy did. He's been saying that though. He's been saying that Diddy let him rot in prison for 10 years. Well, 9 years, almost 10. He said the only reason why he did that. Well, we know why you really did it, sir. You did it because you was trying to get money for your country. We get it. You're a politician now. You're moving like politicians move. Yeah. And it's very beneficial for you to talk about why you got railroaded in a situation because for one is when it comes to your opposition, when these politics are involved, they use that as a tool against you every time. They use that as a tool. Now, like I spoke earlier, we remember that Little Rod did say that Diddy told him that, but in my mind, is that like, I don't know. I mean, I believe him, but I don't believe, I don't know. It's all over the place with this situation right now. Blaming journalists for talking about the situation. You can't blame journalists. It's our jobs. We are supposed to talk about all the things. And so for you to be upset because people are bringing, you're part of the Diddy situation. You forgot. You're part of that whole situation. Did you forget? I think you did. Again, Stephen A. Smith. We done with sports now, sir. That's what I need to know. That's all I'm just saying. What else? It was a couple of other points. Don't use the 19-year-old part, Sean. Let that go. Yes, you were 19 at the time. So were a lot of other people that were breaking the law. You don't get any, oh, I was only 19. Okay, you were 19. But in America, 19 is grown. When the boys come to get you, if you are over the age of 18, you are a grown man. So we gonna keep it moving. And then I want to move on to this Funk Flex situation because that's a whole that's a whole nother situation. But no lie, he has called him the devil for years. I don't know how much he was sending the fam. Diddy was sending the family probably little to nothing because he don't pay nobody. And of course, him saying that he was a sacrificial lamb. Do we believe it? Do we not believe it? That's the question. My question of the evening. Do we believe that Shine was a sacrificial lamb? Let me know how y'all feel. Let's keep it moving. More to talk about. More to talk about. Okay. So now we know that now it's beef between Funkmaster Flex and Shine, though. which is weird to me because Funkmaster Flex, what he does, he got beef with everybody, but then he don't got beef with everybody. Like the people that he was real cool with at first, he not cool with them no more, or he back cool with them again. I don't know what to take from this Funkmaster Flex situation. I don't, because I'm going to tell you why. Okay, so Doc said, I do. If everything says he did not do all of it, why he looked like he took all the fall? Yeah. It does not say that he did everything, but he was one of the parties that was in there with the blicky and shooting in the air. He did do that. And Natanya, the young lady who is the actual victim, she has fragments in her face still to this day and is offering those fragments up if this case ever gets revisited. She said that Shine did have a blicky and he did shoot it. He just didn't shoot it at her. She said Diddy hit her. She said Shine hit the air. So I don't know. I think both parties were responsible. I just think that he had better lawyers. He took all the charges. Diller escaped. He took blicky charges. Which, if you think about it, unless that's just because y'all know I like to play devil's advocate over here. He took charges for the blicky, right? Which in New York, he would have gotten that 9 years anyway because he wasn't supposed, that wasn't a licensed registered firearm. He would have got that time anyway. So was he the sacrificial lamb? Ask Plexico Burris. Was he the sacrificial lamb? He was going to get that time for that blicky anyway that he had. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel about this. Let me see. Doc said, but there were two, but yeah. And nobody ever got charged for Natanya. He just got charged for having the blicky. He never got charged for hitting Natanya. See what I'm saying? He would have got that anywhere. That's time he would have got. Now, I don't know the ins and outs. Maybe we should review. Oh, Doc, do you think we should revisit that case? I think we should. It'd be an interesting case to revisit. I don't know. You let me know. But anyway, let me get back to Funk Flex. Right. So Sean says Funk Flex. Because he ain't finished. Diddler is a sneaky one, like Mr. Grinch. Yes, he is. Child, yes, he is. Yes, he is, Doc. We could, hindsight is 2020, it is. And that's why I think that'll be a fun one to revisit. Yeah, Flex is becoming more and more odd as he is, right? But listen, because this is my point, all right? And this is exactly what I'm about to say is exactly directly my point. Right. So Sean says Funkmaster, and this one I will agree with Sean on. Sean says Funkmaster Flex is a well-known hater that I agree upon. And you do not have to take just his word. He says, ask Jay-Z or Nas directly or any diehard Tupac fan. This is why I say I don't know, because again, that goes back to my first point, which is sometimes he's friends with people, then he's not friends with people, and then I guess he's friends with these people again, and then he's not friends with these people anymore. Because at one point in time, Funk Flex was real tight with Jay-Z, and then I remember the tunnel. They was doing the tunnel way heavy back then, and Funk Flex was in charge of the tunnel. You feel me? But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, then he wasn't cool with him no more. I can't remember what was said about Nas, but I don't know. So anyway, amid his vigorous press run for his upcoming Hulu special, which is Sean, he has a Hulu special coming out, called The Honorable Sean, and he thanked Funk Flex for free promotion, despite everything he's saying has been lies. Child. Now, yeah. Sean says that Funk Flex beef with those hip-hop heavyweights throughout the years shows his true character. possibly. To drive home his point, Sean rap Nas 2002 track Purple lyrics from the classic compilation Lost Tapes. That was one a lot of people slept on that joint. A lot of people slept on the Lost Tapes, but that was a good one. And I bought a copy for myself, but I bought a copy for somebody else. I don't know why I bought that for him, but I did. I bought it for a person. Anyway, and he still remembers that I bought that for him. So he rapped the lyrics to the track Purple from the Lost Tapes album. The whole city is mine, prettiest dawn. I don't like the way P. Diddy did shine with different lawyers. Why it's mentioned in this my rhymes.
Can I catch that?
Oh, he said, fuck it, just an intro. Sean's recent press run has outlined exactly how Nas framed it in the song, and ironically, he began to badmouth Flex. I think that Nas has always had issues with certain people from Hot 97, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Let me see. He's okay. Hold on. Let me see. He said yes. My words can fly. Thank you, because I was holding that shit in forever. I was waiting. You know I was. I was like, can I cuss now? So anyway. I be holding these words in forever. But anyway, so he outlined exactly how Nas framed it in the song. And ironically, he too began to badmouth Flex. Nas once accused the radio legend of playing favorites in the battle of Jay-Z, a union that didn't last long because Flex threatened to end Hov's career later on air. You see what I'm saying? Like, he's like it's like he has a vagina. He has a mangina, Funk Flex. Potty Mouth Cat has entered the building. You motherfucking right she has. But Funk Flex, in my opinion, he has a mangina because you do too much girly ass shit and I don't like it. It's just stupid. Like, what are you doing? All right, first of all, no, despite how you feel about whatever these dudes got going on, right? You don't gotta like them all. I don't like all of them. Let me see. Remember, Flex was a part of the Payola's thing. Exactly. He got mad because they stopped paying his ass. But let me keep on going. So Flex's drama from the East Coast, West Coast rap beef has also surfaced throughout the years by randomly dissing Tupac years after his passing, which is like, why are you doing that? That man not even here no more. He can't even defend himself. Don't get it twisted, though. There are many people in this world that will come to his defense. But why are you doing that? That's what I'm saying about his vagina. Like, what is this? You had a long career, a long-standing career, and most of these people you sat down with. That's some punk-ass coward shit, in my opinion. But whatever, I'll keep it moving. This all started when Flex dropped a bomb on Hot 97 a few weeks back, rejecting Sean's labeling himself a victim. Diddy immediately got word to us through his reps, slamming Sean's multiple interviews. Yeah, because Diddy got some stuff to say to Sean too, actually. His mangina. Yeah, he got a mangina. Because, like, he wants some real girly type shit. He got a mangina. Anyway, it's a lot of them out here, though. He not alone. So anyway, Diddy immediately got word through his reps, slamming Sean's multiple interviews that painted himself as a fall guy in their 1999 incident in the club. We already know what happened in the club. I'm not going to repeat what happened in the club. Sean wound up in prison for 10 years. Diddy resumed his eventual climb to success. But Sean says the last laugh is all his. I don't know. I feel like he feel like that, though. And really, was feeling like Sean was feeling like that a while back. Like, yeah, now now who's in prison? like, you know, type of situation. So I don't know. I mean, it's not fun. I don't think anybody going to prison or jail is funny, but in this kind of situation, it's a little, just a little bit funny, because it does seem like Sean is like, yeah, your turn. Do you feel me? But anyway, Diddy wants him on the other hand, because he's coming out swinging. Oh, he's coming out swinging. The tables have turned. That's how I feel like Sean feel right now. Like, yeah, oh, have it. My, how the tables have turned. But anyway, Diddy is coming out swinging against former artist Sean's continuous media campaign that he was scapegoated in their 1999 situation. Because I told you Diddy was getting ready to come into all of what I was getting ready to say. So Sean's recent Supercharged run of interviews, because remember, he has a documentary coming out on Netflix. And in every interview, he says that he is the sacrificial lamb, right? So, in a demonic plot, but Diddy's legal team is slamming those claims once and for all, because they are tired of his mess, even if he is telling the truth. They tired of it. So Diddy's rap said Mr. Combs categorically denies Mr. Burrow's allegations, including any suggestion that he orchestrated Mr. Burrow to take the fall or sacrifice him by directing witnesses to testify against him. These claims are unequivocally false. That's what they said. He says, bull crap. That's not what happened. The spokesperson continues, Mr. Combs was acquitted of all charges related to the 1999 Club New York incident and has consistently maintained his innocence. He cannot accept or condone any characterization of his actions as demonic or or malicious. I don't know, Diddy. I think that your reps are taking it a little bit too far, though. With how they're okay, whatever. So the reps also said Mr. Combs appreciate the path Mr. Burrows has pursued and witness him continues and wishes him continued success. It is unfortunate that Mr. Burrow has chosen to revisit these allegations. Mr. Combs trusted that responsible journalism will weigh both the established legal outcomes and Mr. Combs' positive, longstanding support of those he has worked with. So that was what his rep said. That's why I say maybe we should revisit that case. Maybe we should start talking about that case again, because it's just all over the place. It's all over the place. Okay. Doc said Diddy reps just doing their job. Yeah, they doing their job. Through truth or lies. Of course, because that's what they get paid for. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the wording. You know, we big on the vocabulary over here. Choose your words wisely, young Skywalker. Wisely. This is getting juicier and juicier by the day. Because now it's a whole thing between Sean and Funk Flex and Diddy. It's crazy. It's all over the place, y'all. And I just, all I can do is sit here and watch everything go down. That's all I can do. Because it's nuts. It's nuts. Now, like I said, I'm not, we all know that Sean did not hit that lady in the face with the blicky. But what we also know is that she said, and she would know, because she's the one who got hit in the face, that he was responsible, because this is what she said. He was responsible. I will go find the clips for you right now. He is responsible because he, although he didn't do it to her face, it was in the air. Diddy's blicky was in her face. And remember also, we can't forget the little key piece of information, which is also that J-Lo was holding a blicky in her purse for him. It's crazy. It's like some of these things make sense, some of these things don't make sense. If we're going to do a comparison, if what we're saying is that J-Lo was holding a blicky for Diddy, that's not abnormal. Why is that not abnormal? Because Cassie said that he was making her hold the blicky for him. Is that like supposed to be some kind of like, oh, let me show you my bad boy. Hold my tool. I know. See, they some soft chicks. I'm not holding a motherfucking thing. I don't know where that shit been at. I don't know who been hit with it. And if I get caught with it, then that mean I gotta take the charge because they said it's my gun now because I have it. Nigga, if you don't kiss my ass, I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. No, I'm not holding your gun, stupid. What's wrong with you? So it's a lot going on right now in that situation. Also, because I should keep them together because we are having conversations about this whole shenanigans. So prosecution accuses Diddy, though, of violating jail rules and using his kids to influence potential jurors' decision in his trial.
Now, as the summer sizzle fades, it's time to establish a wellness routine that's here to stay. Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with their focus on traceable science and high-quality ingredients. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to their stress relief and sleep melatonin, both using first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. For a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
They're saying this because if you don't know, this is Scorpio season. Diddy is a Scorpio. His birthday just passed. And his kids did like a video on IG singing him happy birthday. And they got a little cake or whatever. And they sung happy birthday to him over the phone. And then you got the whole incident where with Ray J and the boys get ready to fight. It's just so much. It's so much. But I just had to throw that in there real quick. I don't know what's going on right now. Oh, that can be witness tampering. That's what they're trying to allege. But I don't know that you can say that. Because, yes, he is in prison. He's there, right? But I don't know that you can say that his kids doing, you know, singing happy birthday to him over the phone because he's incarcerated and posting it. I don't know if that is tampering. I don't know that that's, I mean, I guess you could say, does that sway the jurors? Prosecution, in my opinion, you better make sure you pick some strong-minded individuals. That's how I feel about that. But I don't think them kids sing happy birthday. That's a dad. You could sing happy birthday to your dad. I was saying happy birthday to my dad. Well, my dad is, my pops has never been to prison. My biological father, yes, he was in prison, but we weren't around each other during that time. They ain't let him out on bail for a reason. Yeah, that part is true. Because if he's out on bail, then he has access to his money. And if he has access to his money, it's all kinds of things that Diddy can do. But I don't think his kids sing a happy birthday to him on the phone and record. Well, I mean, maybe they do want to sway people's opinions, but they can't sway nothing. Everybody looks at them like they just trust fund babies. That's it. They ain't swaying no opinions about how people feel about how that man been doing or what they think or assume that that man has been doing. All people keep saying is those little rich kids, real talk, those little pampered, spoiled, rich kids. I don't think that those kids can sway anybody's opinion on anything. And especially not Christian or Justin. Quincy might, because he really be out the way. But especially not Quincy or Justin. They ain't swaying crap. They ain't swaying shit. Why aren't they swaying shit? Because Christian got his own daggone court case, civil court case. And Justin was naming the one with Ronnie Jones. They ain't swaying shit. All right, let's keep it moving. So I don't know. I think they just trying to cover all bases. So just in case. But baby, they ain't swaying shit. Them children, all people keep looking at them as is trust fund babies. That's it. They're not swaying a motherfucking thing. So let's be real. But they coming down hard on this dude. They not playing with him. Doc said Cuba Gooding Jr. is tired. Tried to bring Diddy a cake with a foul bait. He did, because you know he everywhere. He did. Well, he might have, I don't know. But but they was trying to help him celebrate his birthday. They can't help him celebrate. They his children. Cuba, I don't know why he was strong. He was just trying to get a rub. Maybe find some thigh meat to rub on. I don't know. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Just a little thigh meat. You know what I mean? A little thigh meat. You know, I ain't want to rub. I know y'all seen them pictures. He had his hand on that man thigh meat. I'm just saying. Anyway, let's keep it moving. I'm going to save the good news. I mean, the happier news for last. And then I'm going to talk about what happened to us today because I'm excited. So Offset out here acting a fool again. Offset's out here acting a fool again. And no, this time it's not with Cardi. Offset most recent Paris night ended in fisticuffs. I seen the footage. I don't know if that was fisticuffs, but whatever. The new video obtained confirms that, the new video obtained confirms it, and there's loads of footage. There's a lot. I seen it, and I was like, what the hell? The former Migos rap star and his homeboys were coming out of a hotel Wednesday night when another group of men aggressively confronted him at the entrance. Oh, no, not in Paris. Well, I don't know if y'all heard, but they gangster over there in Paris. Don't play with them. I love you, Paris. I love you so much. But they gangster over there. Don't play with them. all y'all not writing about that life. Even Dame Dash said he got beat up in Paris before. Stop playing. Sources in the street say that the men were part of a French rapper, Gazo's entourage, who threw... who grew enraged after they paid Offset $150,000 for a video shoot. The laziness caused him to fail at meeting their requirements. Oh no, he was being lazy? Child, you can't be lazy. I paid for a video and a feature. I expect a video and a feature or my money back. I can dig that. I can totally dig that. I can dig that, but let's keep going. They demanded Offset return the money, and when he wouldn't oblige, things got heated. Offset's teams attempted at calming the group down immediately, went out the window when Offset was slammed into a vehicle as he was leaving. Oh, child. Offset is heard yelling, "I'll fire your ass up." Don't use that Atlanta terms with them. They are French. You can't speak the same way to a Frenchman. Sorry. "I'll fire your ass up," as security guard holding him back. And then all hell breaks loose. Oh, child. The two sides began to brawl so hard in Paris Street. One guy managed to land a swift roundhouse kick to the back of one of Offset's guy's heads, which angered the rapper. Oh, child, a kick. Oh, and they got a picture of the kick. Yeah, oh, that looked like it hurt. Oh, my child, it looked like it hurt. It looked like it hurt. The guard was preventing him from jumping into the fight to even the odds. The confusion even led to Offset's crew fighting each other at one point, but Offset wouldn't give up. Offset said, "I'm still going to fight." Oh, no. He managed to break free and whack one of the French ops with a designer boot kick to the head before the guard rushed him back to the hotel. The French rappers weren't critters either. They bum rushed the door, attempted to pull Offset out, and a woman ended up taking a scary fall to the pavement when she fought off the attackers. Girl, stay, mind your business. Mind your business. See, that's where she went wrong. Let me tell you. When you see a whole bunch of men fighting, let them niggas do what they got to do and mind your business. We can handle this like businessmen, gentlemen, or get into some international gangster shit. But see, the problem is, y'all not in America. Y'all in Paris. I need people to start being smarter about how they're going to move in these streets. And let me tell you why I say that. So if you're in a foreign territory, not even, you don't even got to be overseas. You could be here in America. Let's say, I'm going to give an example. You don't leave from Virginia to Georgia and think that you might be that guy in Georgia, but that don't mean, I mean, that guy in Virginia, but that don't mean you that guy in Georgia. So you go there acting a fool and you got a few people with you, but you're in Georgia. So whoever you beefing with, all they people there. Think smarter. Don't be an idiot, dumbass. Now, let's take this to Offset and his peoples. You're in Paris. He's a Parisian rapper. That means that's his base. That's his territory. They got peoples. And I don't know if y'all was listening to me just now, but believe it or not, they gangster in Paris. Real gangster. He wasn't thinking. His team wasn't thinking. Nobody was thinking. And don't be lazy. Go do your goddamn show, stupid ass. Dumbass. Ninjas in Paris. Real time. Real time. Huh. Real time. True. It ain't where you from. It's where you at. That is true. That's all I'm saying. So you got to think. Don't play checkers, bitch. Play chess. Don't go over there trying to be all tough like that Georgia shit won't work in Paris. That shit do not work there. And again, the lingo is not the same. So you talking about you'll fire somebody up. Don't nobody give a fuck what you talking about. You still got to leave Paris, dumbass. You still there. That's all I'm saying. Get him the fuck out of Paris before he get fucked up. Child. Last story for the night. And then I'm going to tell y'all my happy news. And then I'm going to get to these lab notes. So Pharrell, hi Pharrell, I appreciate you so much. He stays cool with animal rights protesters and said, let's hug it out. That's how you got to deal with them because they be just out of control sometimes. But anyway, Pharrell Williams had a unique approach to a swarm of animal rights protesters. He went full hug mode to keep the peace. And spoiler alert, it did not work, but I appreciate you. Listen, these people be serious about what they be serious about. And listen, I'm an animal lover. I'm serious about what I'm serious about. We so serious about animals and the love of animals around here that we got a new puppy today. And guess what her name is? Drum roll, please. Her name is Harley. And she's so adorable. I'll show y'all. I might put her on camera. Well, right now she's asleep, but I might put her on camera one of these days so y'all can see how cute Carly is. Yes. So that was our good news. We're happy about that. So now we now have two dogs. Harley is a poodle mixed with pug. She is so cute. I mean, and then we have our other dog who's a Jack Russell Terrier. Her name is Cricket Jumper Brown. Don't play with her. So yeah. Welcome to the family, Harley. We love you already. Oh, listen, we are in love in this household. Okay, shout out to Harley. Yep. Harley. Her name is Harley. She's all black. She is so beautiful. I love her. Yeah, so welcome to the family, Harley. And listen, the crazy part is, we didn't even name her Harley. The people we got her from, because she's 12 weeks old. The people we purchased her from named her Harley. And it was like, we can't change. Can't nobody change that name? She was meant to be here. So shout out to Harley. Love you, boo. I'm going to get you in a minute. I got to finish this. All right, girl. Got you. so yeah, big love to Harley. Welcome to the family. Cricket is not adapting too well just yet, but she'll grow into her. So it is now time for me to get into my love notes because I love y'all. First, I want to shout out anybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Man, I love you guys. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the loyalty. Thank you for watching. I call y'all live love because y'all are here live with me right now, and I appreciate y'all so much for that. Thank you. But these people I'm about to talk to, they're not you. Sorry, not being rude. They just aren't you. And it's time for my love notes. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love Doc. I used to call it Show Notes. We bickered a little bit. We went back and forth. And then eventually we came to a compromise. Yes, we did. And the compromise is that we would call it Love Notes. And I love it. And we're sticking with it. It's not going anywhere. I love that one. And the love notes are dedicated to the people who download this podcast and who are really loyal, because they are. And I love them for it. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. It was a lot of papers, though. But in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries. So we don't do that anymore. We've gone green because we love our planet. So we don't do that anymore. And we don't do all the cities and states and countries anymore because we've grown since then. And it's too many of y'all for that. So now we just do countries. So, let me get this off the screen first, because this is going to grind my gears, honey. I don't like nothing on the screen when I'm trying to get this done. No, it's going to grind my gears. So now we do this. It's love notes. Thanks for all of the love. I love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you for the loyalty. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being stand down and being loyal and listening to my craziness, because I know I'm a little crazy. Shout out to Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love. Oh, I love you. Thank you. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. I love you too. Thanks for your loyalty. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, honeys. I thank you and I appreciate you for holding it down and loving us. Thanks. And last but not least, listen, this list gets long. I love it. Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. This is a beautiful list. It looks so beautiful to me. I don't even know what any of these people look like. They don't know what I look like, but they listen. And I appreciate them for their dedication, time, and appreciation. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, child. But yeah, I can't wait for you guys. I'm going to introduce her on camera. But we just got her today, so I want to let her get acclimated to her new home. My daughter fell in love as soon as she saw her face. Like, oh my gosh, I just want to hold her and love her spirit. I used to call her Elmira. I'm so glad she is out of her hair plucking phase, because she used to do that to Cricket when Cricket was a puppy. When Cricket was a small puppy. We've had Cricket for 10 years now. And when we first got Cricket, my daughter was 3. So she used to sit and pluck Cricket's hairs. So we're glad she's out of that stage now. Now she just wants to hold him all the time. And even Cricket, she just wants to hold him and rob him. But we appreciate her love and dedication to our dogs. Some things I need to say, because I got to get to my baby, to my new puppy. Got to love on her. Join the conversation. That's been on the screen all night. I don't really, y'all know what y'all could do. Let me make sure. Join the conversation. Drop a comment, call, and text. The number is 443-780-5978. We do not answer that line unless we are doing a show. And I'm saying this because I've been getting phone calls. I don't answer it unless I'm doing the show. So unless you're calling in, don't call that line. Thank you very much. Yes, Animaniacs. Exactly. You know exactly where I'm coming from. you would like to talk to us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yes. Like, share, and subscribe to the show, podcast, radio station, all that. Do that. Hit that like button. That's what I really want you to do. Thank you very much. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com, okay? Make sure you check out our website. No, I do not take requests. Hold on. I'm going to leave the website on there, though. No, I do not take requests. Why don't I take requests? Because for the music videos, every music video that I've ever played on this podcast, I've had written, visual, audio, electronic permission. I have permission to play them. And as far as what my DJ does, y'all better leave him alone. All I'm going to say is he be vibing, catch his vibe, and vibe out with him. But no, I'm not at taking a request to him either. Like, he already do his thing. We don't need no extras. Thanks. We'll pass. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just telling you what it is, because that's how we get down over here. Hold on. Hold on. Don't play with my DJ. He already do his thing. Leave him alone. Join our coffee community so we can have salacious, titillating, taboo conversations. And guess what? I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like. I don't have to wait and ask, is it okay if I cuss now? I don't like doing that. I just want to cuss. Let me cuss. Join our community. join our coffee community. All right? Do that. You can join the coffee community from the website, actually, so you know. And big shout out to our DJ. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my. Shout out to DJ Rukezi. He always holds it down all the time. We appreciate him so much. We do. So don't play with him. Play with him, you playing with us. And you don't want that work. I'm just saying. He drops a fire mix every Friday, so make sure you are here and tuned in and ready. If you want to hear the whole mix, make sure you go to the website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Okay. Said all of that. It's on the screen. And let us know how you feel about these mixes. We want to know. We would love to know. And he be here on Friday, so say it to his face. That's all. Say it to his face. That's all I'm going to say to you. All right. I ain't going crazy today. I'm having a good day. Yes, Doc. It was an Animaniacs reference, because that's how she was. Her name wasn't Doc. Her name was Elmira. Doc was a sister from Wacko and Jacko. Doc was their little sister. So, no. What was her name? Elmira. That was the one that wanted to love him and hug him and pet him and squeeze him. That was her. I remember her. I never forget her. I used to call my... That used to be... My daughter, that's what I used to call her at that time, when she used to pluck Cricket's hairs on her back. I used to, look, listen, Elmira. Like, yeah, Dot was the little sister, though, from Wacko and Jacko. I love that cartoon. I used to make sure I was always home to watch that cartoon. And my daughter watching now. Crazy. Yes, hit that like button. And tune in. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. Yeah, it's crazy. My daughter watches that now. And yeah, she be getting, Mom, did you know? Yes, baby, I didn't know. I used to run home to watch the show, but I'm glad you watch it. We got something in common. Doc's home, my bad. It's all good, babe. We all make mistakes sometimes. I do it all the time. I just don't care, because I don't seek perfection. But some, yeah, I know that cartoon. That's why I could tell you who it was. I just want to love him and hug him and call him and speak to him. That's my daughter. That's my daughter. She even had a pet hamster from hell. That bitch bit me twice, peed on my hand, kept escaping from the daggone hamster habitat. I'm like, that I call that she now she agrees with me, because I called the hamster. She called the hamster, I think it was Snowflake or something like that, because it was an albino hamster. I call that motherfucker hell hamster. No, hellfire. That's what I called it. Hellfire. And it had red eyes. It was crazy. It was a crazy hamster. Peaky in the brain hamster. Listen. Nah. I don't know what that. It died, though. I didn't do nothing to it. It just died. But yeah, the hamster was crazy. So I told her we should stick with dogs. We're better at raising those. Anyway, plus I don't get bit by them. None of my babies bite me. They just love on me like, mommy. And I'm like, come here, babies. That's that. anyway. But no, so I told her we weren't getting any more hamsters. I don't trust it at all. I'm not a fan of hamsters anymore after that. Because the little ninja kept escaping. And I'm like, how the heck is it getting? It might have been that cheap ass Habitat her father bought her. I'm not going to say, well, no, we're not going to do that. Well, I'm just going to say it might have been the Habitat. I'm not going to call it. I don't know how much he spent on that Habitat. But all I know is that ninja kept breaking out. I was like, well, this is not the place. And it was a nice Habitat, too. It had like a spinning wheel in there. It had little little pockets. It just kept breaking out. So I was like, you know what? I'm tired of this hamster. But before we could get rid of it, it passed away. So sorry. Sorry, Hellfire. That you're not here anymore. My fingers are safer. But it's time for me to say the things that I need to say. I got to go get my baby. She's keeping my mom's company right now, so I gotta go pick her up. And I got plans this evening, so we'll see how that works out. Time for your fair warnings. Hold on. Let me get right. Mind your business, because everybody's business is not your business. And stuff on media, my day like today, where I tell you everybody's business, because I like doing it, and I'm nosy. I am. I admit it. I don't have no problems admitting my shit. Can you admit yours? Yes, I'm nosy. So on media, my days, I'm definitely telling people's business. On the tap in, not so much. But we have a hell of a time on the tap in. On the wiretap, though. Don't have no court cases. Don't be no heinous, sinister, malicious, depraved, foul. Dang, I'm trying to think of all the words right. Just don't be any of that. Because if you got a court case, I'm reading it. I am. And I'm going to enjoy every bit of it. And guess who's going to read it with me? My partner ain't good. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with us. We on the case. We are on the case. Anyway, I'm wet and white Wednesdays. I tell more of my business than anybody else's business. But the point is, mind your business, except for those days where I've allotted for you to be nosy. Okay? Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies they are the greatest, even if they are little Elmira. Tell them that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. They need that love. They need that support. They need a parent who's going to have their back regardless of whatever, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, you can tell them, listen, motherfucker, but be there for them. They need that encouragement, for sure. And make sure you tell them, babies, that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. You need to tell them that. This right here on the screen, GOAT, greatest of all times. If you don't tell your children that, what the hell is wrong with you? Anyway, if they want to work for NASA, tell them you're the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, or secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. There's a space. And the other thing that I know is that you should get yourself a telescope, not the cheap kind that you can look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. Get you a really good one. And then take your babies that I'm telling you to encourage and love on outside and hold on, I'm getting a message. And y'all go look out there at the stars. And actually, this is a perfect time because the sky is like awesome right now. Oh, just don't wait until it rains and gets real stupid cloudy. Tonight would be a good night. if they want to work for NASCAR, tell them be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, because I know they got those over there, whatever the case may be. You tell them go over there and be the best at it. And then on top of that, this is NASCAR. They got a need for speed. And at one point in time, baby, they used to love a muscle car. And I still, to this day, love me a muscle car. So, oh, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But the point is, tell your babies that you love them and that they are the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. I almost lost my mind over a muscle car just now. It's crazy. It's crazy. All right. Before I do this, mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Okay, it's time for your fair warning, okay? I give this out with the intent that maybe you guys will get to know me better and you'll understand me a little bit better. I don't know if it ever works, but I'm going to tell you this. These are some things that you need to know. Stay in your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. They should not intersect. Your lane is over there. Mine is over here. Stay in yours. Because what usually happens when you jump into my lane, you definitely going to get hurt every time. You don't want her. She's not nice. I keep trying to tell y'all that. That's why you should just leave her where she at and leave her alone. Don't break the glass. Don't push the button. And me and Harley won't come outside. Yeah, I got me a real life Harley. What y'all doing? We won't come out. It won't get ugly. Don't break the glass and don't push the button. That's it. I think I give. That's simple. I'll do that. You don't want her. You don't want her, though. You don't want her. Leave her alone. She is fine over there eating her gazelle. Leave her alone. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Yes. Ooh, Doc, you be right on time every time. I love you for that. You on time every time, and I love you for that. Hey, you big purr bitches, you want the second one or the third one. But you don't want that first one. Leave her out of it. And what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So stay in your fucking lane and everything's cool. That's just that. Okay? All right. J. Cole. Wait, again, fake J. Cole. I don't know where you at. I've been looking for you, bruh. You don't come back here when I ask you to come back here. You come here when you want to troll me, but you don't come back. Bring your ass back here so you can go to the real J. Cole and remind him that he needs to keep on shutting the fuck up. Take the Grammy nods or noms and just shut the fuck up. You did the thing. You took it back. You said it didn't sit well in your heart. You took it back. But you don't go and then make a song about why you took it back. That's crazy to me. Shut the fuck up. You was doing the right thing in the first place, which is pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. It's not. Sometimes you gotta say, fuck that shit. Fuck it. Fuck it. I do all the time. Give a shit. I don't. But pick and choose your battles wisely. And Mobb Deep told you a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They said you can run, but you can't hide from how many streets that we done took. All right, just one part. They said you walking with your head down, scared to look, you shook, because ain't no such thing as halfway crooked. All right, mama say, mama say, mama Michael say. But the point is, they told y'all, they were saying, don't worry about them bullshit-ass battles. Worry about the war, because there is a war going on outside. And I hope y'all listening to it. I'm preparing for the war. I'm not really giving a fuck about these battles. They mean nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. So worry about the war. Don't worry about the battles. And my last statement for the evening is this. Be who you are. People are not going to like everything you do. They're not going to like everything that you say. They're not going to like every facial expression, how you dress and all of that bullshit. Fuck them. Be who you want to be. Be the best you that you can be. Be your authentic self. Don't change to cater to anybody's wants or needs. Let me tell you something. You could do one thing to try to please people and they'll find a whole nother thing to have a beef about. So fuck them. Be who you are. Can't please everybody, baby. And you can't make everybody happy. You can make you happy, though, and you can add to their happiness if they allow you to. But if they don't, fuck them. Worry about being you. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Worry about being you and being happy with you. And dream big. Don't let nobody knock your dreams. Nobody. Because they will try. But it's your job to make sure that they do not succeed. Okay. I want to go cuddle with my doggie now. My new doggie. Well, both my doggies. But I want to go cuddle with them. So I got to get out of here. Plus, I got to get ready for school because my baby has school in the morning. So I got to get out of here. But I love you guys. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. I don't even know. Just stay safe and stay out of trouble. I love you guys. Have a good night. I will see y'all tomorrow night. Doc, before we go, what's tomorrow's year? I forgot. Did we talk about that? What year did we say? Oh, no. I'm going to fail the exam. I already did last week. Oh, 2005. All right. I already did fail the exam last week. I'm trying to make up for last week. I got to get these bitches out. I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway. All right. Thank you, baby. Doc said 2005. All right. So, yeah. Tune in tomorrow night for the tap-in, and we will be getting into the final exam. Hopefully, I can pass, or hopefully, one of you guys pass. I don't know, but I gotta save my Harleys. Good night, y'all, and I will see y'all tomorrow. Good night. I don't know if I'm gonna be ready, Doc. I can't promise you that. I didn't even know what year it was gonna be. Good night, y'all. Bye. Oh, wait, hold on. It was about to be a bye. I don't know what's going on. Bye. Really? Oh, it don't want me to leave. All right, bye. Bye.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.